Well, let's turn back to our top story. We've been talking all afternoon about the federal court decision on the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion. We're going to be opening up our phone lines right after the 5 o'clock news for your feedback, particularly on the economic impact. So the court determined that the Trudeau government failed to adequately consult First Nations whose rights are impacted by the project. It cited the impact of marine shipping on BC's ailing southern resident killer whale population. Raincoast Conservation Foundation was an intervener at the NEB assessments for the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion, and they presented their case against the project by assessing the impact on the orca population. So on the line with us right now is the foundation's lead biologist and program director, Misty McDuffie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gloria.
So your reaction to today's court decision, I can probably guess, but I'd like to hear it in your words.
Very pleased and relieved also.
That simple, huh? So the decision says the NEB's assessment of the impact on orcas was flawed. What do you think the NEB missed?
Well, we argued, and no one really disputed, not Kinder Morgan and not the National Energy Board, that the consequences from just the noise alone from the increase in tanker traffic had what we call significant and adverse effects that are not mitigatable. And that approving the project, given that, would be a violation of the Species at Risk Act. And so what the NEB did then was they said, okay, well, we'll just, after conducting their hearing, including marine shipping, in the end, they truncated the project at Burnaby. They ended it at Tidewater to avoid the Canadian Environmental Assessment Act and the Species at Risk Act. And we said that's unlawful, that this is a federally listed population recognized as endangered, and you are the federal government. You're not allowed to just kind of skirt the laws that protect endangered populations and species. And the court agreed.
Well, it sounds like you had a pretty strong legal case, but tell me more about your research. I mean, as a biologist, when you talk about endangered, if this pipeline was built, what would be the impact on orcas?
So we looked specifically at that. We said, okay, there's going to be this sevenfold increase in tanker traffic. There's three big concerns associated with that. One of them is oil spills, obviously. Secondly is ship strikes, because even though these toothed whales are more agile than the large baleen whales that are usually associated with ship strikes, we know that southern residents at least twice have been victim to blunt force trauma associated with ship strikes. So those two components are risks. There are probabilities associated with them. But we looked at those two things and noise, and we looked at, when we combined all of them, the noise, the ship strikes, and the risk of oil spills, we concluded, our modeling concluded, and that was done with an international team of scientists, that there was a 50% increase in the risk of extinction, that these whales could be extinct in a century, within 100 years. And then we carved off the risk part, the part that has a probability associated with it, and we just looked at noise, because the noise and the disturbance from that shipping traffic interferes with their ability to successfully feed. It can mask their communication. It can change their behavior. All of these things are associated with a reduction in their ability to take in, successfully catch Chinook. So when we look at that, and that's not a risk. It's a consequence of the noise. So it doesn't matter whether the project is executed completely according to plan with no ship strikes and no oil spills. Just the noise alone increased their risk of extinction between 14 and 24%. What it did was it took whales, which are already endangered, recognizing that those primary threats are noise and disturbance as well as food, but it took the whales in the Salish Sea, these southern resident killer whales, from being in the presence of a vessel 85% of the time to being in the presence of a vessel more than 90% and up to 100%. Even Kinder Morgan said that tankers would be a near continuous presence. And so it was that shift in that ongoing, constantly present noise that significantly increased their risk of extinction.
Well, you've heard the federal government; they're saying they have a robust Ocean Protection Plan. They're even open to further strengthening that plan. Is there a scenario where the impacts that you've just described could be mitigated? We could still have a pipeline and still protect the orcas.
Not without dramatically upgrading the shipping technology so that the cavitation from the propeller and the engine noise are dramatically reduced. And that's and we're supporting all of the efforts by the shipping industry to move in that quieting technology direction, but it's not going to happen quickly. And so, and that's the part about their decision when, or that the NEB is finding that, that these effects couldn't be mitigated right now. It's because we don't have an immediate way to quiet ships. So in the over the longer term, hopefully we will have those measures, but we don't have them right now.
Well, I certainly appreciate your expertise on this. Thank you for taking us through your research and your submission. Good to talk with you today.
Thank you so much, Gloria.
That's Misty McDuffie. She is the lead biologist and the program director of Raincoast Conservation Foundation.